Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Reins, and this episode is brought to you by you, our members. Without our members, the site would not exist. So thank you guys. Deeply appreciate it. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 5th, 1955, and the title is Dancing Master. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barrero.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Dancing Master. In the Old West, men working hard to build a new country had little time for the social graces. But when infrequently a dance was held, the entire population turned out and made it a gala occasion. Knowing this, a few smart promoters who were known as dancing masters made money going from town to town putting on dances. One of these, Alphonse Rambeau by name, carried his money-making a bit farther. An ex-convict from the East, the smiling, graceful, hot-tempered Rambeau, put on dances as a cover for robbery and murder. As our story opens, Rambeau and a henchman, Sim Daglin, are riding around putting up posters about a mile out of the town of Cattle Springs.
Yeah, we put up enough of these posters, Rambeau. Well, now everybody knows about this dance tonight.
I will say when we have put up enough of them. One should go on the fence post. This is the property of Monsieur Anderson, is it not?
Yeah. His ranch sits in the valley over that next rise.
Since his is the house we are to rob tonight, Monsieur Daglon, it will be a nice bit of irony to put one of these posters on his fence post. Hand me the hammer and a few of those stacks.
Here you are, Rambo.
I trust you are right in thinking that Monsieur keeps most of his wealth in his safe in his room.
According to that cowhand of his who is celebrating in Adobe City, he does.
Do you not mean the cowhand who used to be his?
Yeah.
If he had lived, he might have remembered telling us. That was a most convenient and dark alley behind the cafe.
We'll come out here tonight while the dance is on, huh?
We will, Daglon. Just as we visited the bank in Adobe City while the dance was on. There. That will hold the poster. Yeah, a rider comes this way.
Hey, that's old man Henderson himself.
Where are you? Did you, hombre, put that poster on my fence?
We did, monsieur.
Yes, well, it's a-coming down right now. I got no use for this milksop business of dancing or for dancing masters either. Mincing, prancing imitations of men.
That will be about all from you, monsieur.
Reckon I'll do all the talking I want to do. Clear out of here now. Now, both of you.
When I get ready, I will go.
Come on, Rambo.
Maybe a good swift kick will speed you up a little, eh?
For that, monsieur, you die.
Hey, Rambo, no! Oh, you fool!
What did you call me, Daglon?
I didn't mean it. Easy with that gun.
Never speak to me that way again if you value your life.
Oh, but the sheriff will be in our necks now. We'll have to call off the dance and get out of town and
we
then the whole...
We will stay here and hold the dance as planned. And as regards the sheriff, the natural thing to do would be to go and tell him we were passing by here and found Monsieur Anderson shot and killed. Pick up the pieces of that poster, Daglon, and we will proceed.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Cisco, he's a big poster on the tree.
Oh, see, Chico. Let us stop and see what it says. Oh, there,
look, see what it says. What it says, Cisco, what it says. Pancho, I can read.
Says a big dance is to be held tonight in the new Battle Springs Opera House.
Ooh, big dance.
Under the auspices of the dancing master, Alphonse Rambeau.
Can't you hear about him somewhere, Cisco?
Hey, he was holding a big dance in Adobe City when we were there last month.
Oh, see, Adobe City. What else did he say? What else? Tell Pancho what else
he said. A prize will be given to the couple who can waltz the longest.
We go to the dance, Cisco?
Well, we might look in on the dance, Chico. Up there, but come on.
Well, I'm going to go.
But do not forget that our business here is to look around for the killers who robbed the Adobe City Bank. Shot and killed our friend, the town marshal there.
Cisco think those killers in this town?
I do not know, amigo.
No?
But a similar bank robbery took place to the east of Adobe City about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
So it is quite possible that those bandidos are coming west by degrees.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we will stop overnight in Carlos Springs.
See, we look in on the data. Santo Cisco, the senor down on the ground.
Hold on.
Is it...
He's been shot, Pancho.
He's shot bad, too, Pancho, I think.
He's dead.
Oh, dead.
Pancho, this is Senor Ned Henderson, the cattleman.
We meet him in Adobe City, Cisco.
The meeting was not a pleasant one either, Chico.
Mm.
He was just a bit too free with the insults in that cafe.
Cisco got to throw him out.
Let us not think of that now, Chico. The man is dead. We will let bygones be bygones.
See the river, Cisco.
Oh, see.
Oh, boy. Oh, is that my Uncle Ned?
It is Senor Henderson, Senorita.
Is he wounded?
I'm sorry to tell you, he's more serious than that.
He's dead?
Sure. Cisco and Pancho find him here, Senorita. We just ride along here.
Did you say Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Si, Senorita, he's Cisco. I, Pancho.
So you just found him here, huh? Well, no, you didn't. You killed him, Cisco. I know you killed him.
No, Senorita.
He told me about the trouble he had with you in Adobe City. And he told me you're a killer. Well, the sheriff is going to hear about this.
You are wrong, Senorita. I had nothing to do with his death.
But I did not have nothing to do with it, neither.
You're lying, both of you. I know you're lying.
You may think what you will, Senorita. But you can spare yourself the trouble of going for the sheriff. For here comes the sheriff now.
Whoa!
Good thing I listened to that dancing master, I guess. Mighty sorry to see this, Becky.
Well, here's the man you want, Sheriff. The Cisco kid.
Fine, I'd like to say the Senorita wrong, Sheriff, but the Senorita wrong.
We arrived here just a moment before the Senorita did, Sheriff. Senor Henderson was lying right where you see him now.
Mighty funny you should just happen along, ain't it, Cisco?
Not at all. Pancho and I are on our way to Carlos Springs, and this is the main road.
Oh, don't let them get away with that, Sheriff. Arrest them.
And I'm going to, Becky. At least I'm going to take him in on suspicion of murder. Hey, some of you men get down off your horses and bring Ned's body to town. I want the doctor to look him over.
We'll not let the sheriff arrest us, Cisco.
To make a break now would make us appear to be guilty. We will go with the sheriff, Pancho.
I don't know what good it's going to do to us to ride out here to Henderson's ranch house.
You are stupid, Eglon. We must get into the house to find out if that safe is there. And what better way to get into the house than on this errand of sympathy?
Well, I guess you know what you're doing, Rambo.
I always know what I am doing. Come with me.
All right.
Come in.
Pardon, monsieur. My friend and I have come to express our sympathy to Menzel Anderson.
Right now, Miss Becky ain't seen anybody. Who'll I tell her called?
The dancing master, Alphonse Rambeau. Also, Monsieur Daglon.
I'm Adley Thomas, Anderson's foreman. Miss Becky won't be going to your dance tonight, on account of what happened.
Of course, we understand. You are coming to the dance, Monsieur Thomas?
I don't know. I'm in a mighty bad mood against that Cisco kid. If I did go, I wouldn't enjoy myself.
If it was my boss who'd been gunned down like that, I'd sure go after Cisco.
It would be a most auspicious time, monsieur, with nearly everyone at the dance.
Yeah, that's right, it would.
Your jail, it is not strong?
Strong? No. Well, I hadn't thought of that. That maverick Cisco does deserve lynching.
I would think so, monsieur. Let us go, Deglum.
By thunder, I'm going to get a bunch of the boys together while that dance of yours...
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Yeah, we've been in better jails than this one.
Si.
through no fault of our own, amigo. But I am not interested in the jail. All I want to do is prove our innocence.
How we do this?
I asked the sheriff to bring over that dancing master, the one who found Senor Henderson's body.
Here's the sheriff and the dancing master.
Yep, here he is, Cisco. What do you want to ask him?
What is your name, senor?
It is Alphonse Rambeau, Monsieur Cisco.
Did you see anyone nearby when you found the body of Senor Henderson?
No, monsieur.
You hear this, Senor Sheriff?
And go on, Cisco. What else you got to ask him?
Did you find anything to indicate that anyone had been there before yourself?
Only the tracks of two horses.
Have you seen those tracks, Senor Sheriff?
Well, no. I didn't notice them when I was out there. Didn't figure I'd need to look for tracks with you right there.
I went to the corral, Monsieur Sheriff, and looked at the tracks made by Cisco's horse. Also the tracks made by this one's horse.
And?
The tracks are the same.
But we not ride there before the murder, hombre.
The tracks were there. You must have been there before and during the murder.
I see. Either you are very poor at reading signs, or you are deliberately lying.
I do not care to be called a liar.
All right. No fights over this. Any more questions to ask him, Cisco?
No, Senor Sheriff.
Then come on, Rambo.
We're worse off now, Cisco.
So it would seem, Chico. But when darkness comes, we are going to get out of this jail if we can. And then we will talk some more with this dancing master.
For goodness sake, what's all this? Ed? Ed Thomas.
Yes, Miss Becky, be right there. Sure hope you're feeling better now, Miss Becky.
Yes, thank you. Ed, what's the meaning of this mask and this coil of rope and the spade?
Why, nothing, Miss Becky.
You're going to that dance, aren't you?
Yeah, I am too.
Well, why do you need things like these?
I didn't know but what it was to be a masquerade.
It hasn't been advertised as a masquerade.
No, ma'am, that's right. I'll get these things out of here.
So that's it. Well, even if Cisco did kill Uncle Ned, I won't have him lynched. Now, if I ride the shortcut to town, maybe I can get there in time.
Why'd you pace the floor, Cisco?
Pancho, I have just remembered something.
What'd you remember?
The night the town marshal was shot and killed in Adobe City, and the bank was robbed,
There
was a dance going on.
Yeah, a dance going on.
And if my memory is right, there was also a dance going on in that town to the east when the bank there was robbed.
Dance going here now.
That is just exactly the point. The dancing master Rambo must be the one behind those robberies and that murder.
Whoa, boy, whoa.
Oh, the senorita. She right up right outside the jail window.
Cisco.
Si, senorita.
I went to his house. He's not there.
I have no idea where he is.
You must get out of that jail somehow, Cisco. Some of the men of this town are planning to lynch you.
Pancho, not like this.
Gracias for the warning, senorita.
Don't thank me, you murdering coyote. I want you to pay the penalty for my uncle's murder, but I want it according to law. Well, I'll try the sheriff's house again. Get out, boy. Get out.
Madre mia, what we do now, Cisco?
Lock your hands together, Pancho. Make a step for me to get up to that window. I must bend those bars enough so we can get out. And I have only a moment or two in which to do it. Quickly, Pancho, quickly!
But there is little or no time for Cisco to effect an escape from the jail. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Dancing Master. Alphonse Rambeau put on dances to cover his robberies and murders. He was shrewd, so much so that when he shot and killed rancher Ned Henderson, he at once rode to the sheriff's office and reported that he had found Henderson murdered. Meanwhile, Cisco and Pancho, riding to the town of Cattle Springs, arrived on the scene just a few minutes before the sheriff, who proceeded to arrest our friends. Then Rambo suggested to Henderson's friends that they lynch Cisco and Pancho. And so, early that evening in a cell of the jail...
Quickly, Pancho. Lock your hands and lift me to that window.
See, Cisco. Pancho, lift.
We must get out of here in a hurry.
Now, Cisco.
Hey, now I can draw myself up to the window. Lift.
Hurry, Cisco, hurry. Pancho, I don't want to be lynched.
I'm not anxious to be lynched myself, amigo. This is an old jail. Perhaps these bars will bend easily or rip out of the plaster. We will see.
They bend, Cisco. Not as yet, Pancho. Try again.
One of them came loose then. Now if I can get another one of them loose. There. Now we can get out, Chico. Here, take my hand. I'll help you up. Come on.
It sounds
to lift you is like lifting a bag up.
The left, Pancho. Almost up there now, Chico.
There. Now, crawl through that opening. Go on.
Pancho, big Chico. Opening your
not big. Then I will give you a push. You must get through that window. Come on.
Rip Pancho and shoot, but Pancho go through.
All right, now I will come through.
Who's there?
It's Bear!
Cut him down, boy! Turn him around!
Let me go, Cisco! Around back of the jail, Pancho. Come on. There's trees and brush there. You can hide from the leaves.
Bullets come close to Pancho!
Now we are all right, amigo. In among these trees. Ah, this is good. We'll stay here just long enough to elude those hombres. Then we will go to that dance, but not to dance.
Time to ride out to Henderson's ranch, ain't it, Rambo?
As soon as I get the long dance started, we will go. But what of that lynching?
I didn't go to the jail. I figured it wouldn't look good if I did. But I did hear some shooting and yelling over in that direction.
That is good.
Yeah, I reckon by now that Cisco kid's dancing on the breeze.
And our guilt will be buried with him. Alphonse Rambo is not a fool. Now, I will start the long dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention for a moment, please?
Far down.
The next dance will be what you call a lot of fun. A prize will be given to the couple who can waltz the longest. So let the music start and let the fun begin.
Let us go, DeGraw. 5 minutes. By the time it is over, we will be back from the ranch, and no one will be the wiser.
Good to have our horses again, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Good thing for us the sheriff did not lock our saddles up in the stable.
Where are those hombres who want to lynch us?
They have gone up into the canyon with lanterns to look for us, amigo.
We go look at the dance, no?
Perhaps we will take a look in the hall through one of the back windows, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
As yet it will not do for us to be seen.
Not be seen.
Oh, they have a
hole.
We will go and look in that window over there, Pancho.
What do we do about the dancing master, Cisco?
We will question the dancing master again, the first chance we have.
They have a good time in there, Cisco.
Say, but I do not see the Rambo.
Me neither.
You better get over to the bank, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea he's planning to rob that bank tonight, during the dance.
Ride is coming this way, Cisco.
See, let's get back away from this window, Pancho.
This is here, Joe. We're late for this dance already.
Let's go in.
Hey, where's one of them hombres who met riding east, that dancing master?
I reckon so.
Come on. Well, you not see us, Cisco?
The dancing master riding east. Now, why would he be riding in that direction?
Maybe he already robbed the bank, Cisco.
No, I don't think so, Pancho.
No?
There's still too many people out on the street that...
What?
If that hombre had anything to do with the murder of Senor Henderson, as I think he did...
Then what?
Then he might be planning to rob the senor's rancho. That is just a guess on my part, Pancho.
Just a guess.
But the fact remains that Senor Henderson's rancho lies to the east.
Come, Pancho, and hurry.
There's anybody out here, Rambo.
If they get in our way, we will kill them. That is simple enough, is it not?
What about that girl?
I have an appreciation of beauty, Deglon.
But I have a deeper appreciation of money.
Meaning we kill her, huh?
If necessary. Let us first see if she is here, eh?
Oh.
Move.
Hold that.
Bring that bag with you, Deglon, and do not drop it.
You got the stuff in here to blow that safe with, huh?
Oui. And if you should drop that bag...
Don't worry, I won't. Yeah. I don't see no lights burning. Not even out in the bunkhouse.
Yeah, I am sure there is no one here.
But that girl...
One seldom spends the first night of death in the same house, Deglon, if one can help it. Probably the girl has gone to visit friends. However, we will go in as quietly as we can.
Is the door locked?
No. The ranchers in this part of the country seldom lock their doors. Light a lamp, Deglon. Turn the flame low and shield the light with your body.
All right.
Now, we will see about that safe. Name of her name, the safe has been opened. Look!
Well, doggone, it is open.
Someone wanted to remove the contents. I did not anticipate this. Someone is coming here, Deglon. Blow out that lamp.
Right.
Whoa. It's a girl. Now we will find out something.
I must have left the door open.
I got her, Rambo.
I will light the lamp.
Who are you, man? What do you want here?
I am not going to waste words, mademoiselle. Did you open that safe?
It's none of your business.
I am going to make it my business. What did you do with your uncle's valuables, with his money?
I won't tell you.
You had better tell me, mademoiselle. That is merely a small sample. Quick, what did you do with his money?
I said I won't tell you, and I won't. I'll never tell you.
Perhaps if I bend your arm, but...
Oh, your dog!
Look out, Rambo! You're supposed to want to look out for yourself, you coyote.
This gun will take care of them.
Not when you aim as fully as that, hombre. Here,
Pancho, if there's somebody else, he's gone.
Now, Pancho, grab the gun.
Now, just stay there, hombre.
I was right about you dancing,
master.
You're a killer and a robber.
You have not taken me yet, Chico.
But I intend to waste no time in taking you, hombre. And by that I mean right now. Are you all right, senorita?
Yes, I'm all right. These men came out here after my uncle's money. I sent it to the bank earlier today.
Si, senorita. And I think you will find that these hombres killed your uncle. You, what about that?
Well, I didn't, Cisco. I mean...
Did this one? Tell me. I'm not going to fool with you.
Yeah, Rambo did. Henderson ripped down a dance poster he put up.
The two come out, senorita. Always the two come out, no?
Tie these two banderas, Pancho.
Si.
From now on, the law can deal with them.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
Oh, no, no. You have no reason to be ashamed, senorita.
Oh, but yes, I have. I thought you killed my Uncle Ned.
Well, it was a natural mistake for you to make in view of the circumstances.
Well, I'll never jump to conclusions that way again, Cisco. Never as long as I live.
But, on the other hand, Pancho and I owe you a debt of gratitude.
Oh, you owe me?
Si, of course. Did you not ride to the jail to warn us about that lynching mob that was coming after us?
Well, yes, but...
Then we are now even. Come, senorita, do not look so distressed. One as beautiful as you should be smiling and gay.
All right, then. I'll be smiling and gay. But we're not even, Cisco.
No?
No, indeed. I'm still indebted to you.
What, senorita?
And I just hope this will be part payment. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Dancing master confessed, no?
Si. He not only confessed to the murder of Senor Henderson, but to other murders and robberies as well.
He confessed he killed our friend, the town marshal.
He did indeed, Pancho.
The town marshal's brother, Senor Farmer, glad you catch the killer.
He seems to be pleased, amigo.
Cisco, what did he say in that last letter to you?
Oh, for the most part, he told of his experiments with vegetables.
Experiments with vegetables?
See, he's a farmer, Pancho, and a very scientific farmer.
What did he do with the vegetables?
Well, for one thing, he crossed a turnip with a radish, and he got a turnish.
What's a turnish?
He got a turnish.
Oh, well, Chico, Pancho do better than this.
Oh, how did you do better, Chico?
Last week, Pancho put together cabbages. And they put together the peas. And they put together corn.
Corn.
And potatoes. And carrots and some beef.
You put together all these vegetables with beef?
Yeah.
And what did you get?
Indigestion.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he so?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.